Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill, in hospital and insurance boardrooms, and in Massachusetts companies, large and small, there are high-level discussions taking place about how to deal with rising healthcare costs. Similar conversations are also going on at the grassroots level as community leaders try to keep up with changes in healthcare. Members of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization are meeting in their free time to learn how to lead a healthcare cost control campaign. WBUR's Martha Biebinger listened in as they took on the wonky world of healthcare.
God, we give you thanks and praise.
24 men and women on folding chairs in a Roxbury Church basement bow their heads for the traditional start of any GBIO meeting. Their doctors, employers, and students, all are consumers worried about the rising cost of health care. Among them, pediatrician Jeanette Callahan from Bethel AME Church.
I'm really very invested in making sure that cost control does not sacrifice anything in terms of quality of care.
I'm Dave Kidder from First Church in Cambridge. For the past several years, I've been in charge of buying health insurance for the church. We found out this year that the plan we've had now for several years is going to increase 17%.
My name is Lucy Costa. I'm a member of Old South Church in Boston. I'm one of the beneficiaries of the new health care law, and I want to have that option not only for myself but for others in our community. So I feel like we've got to get cost control under so people can afford their premiums.
These representatives of various churches, synagogues, and mosques have given up 10 evenings so far to hear from the Massachusetts Medical Society, Partners Healthcare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and other state healthcare leaders. These students hold 3-inch binders with PowerPoint presentations, their notes, and homework.
And so where we are tonight is really to take all of those conversations and come in and try to figure out where we are in this, where we stand.
Aaliyah Group, who co-chairs GBIO's healthcare cost campaign, calls on Dave Kidder, who's skeptical about the chances of both reducing costs and increasing quality.
Do we all really think that that's possible? I mean, have we repealed the law of you get what you pay for?
I really do struggle with that question.
This is Dr. Callahan.
Coming up in medical school, we talked about the care of our patients and costs. We don't even know how to think about those two things at the same time. I'm not kidding. It's that simple.
What doctors do learn, says Callahan, is to do all the tests necessary to make sure they don't miss anything that might trigger a lawsuit. Paul Haddis, a physician who is the other GBIO healthcare co-chair, mentions research that shows 20% to 30% of healthcare spending is wasted on unnecessary tests, errors, or other care that patients don't need.
We're both throwing money away, and by doing the things we're doing with that 20-30% of excess spending, we're actually hurting people. We're actually causing quality problems through over-treatment.
There's a lot of ideas on how to bring down costs, but none of them seem like they've been tested, really.
Celia Siegel, a healthcare organizer, asks, should GBIO focus less on how to cut healthcare spending and more on holding healthcare to the rate of inflation or some other benchmark? The group's lead organizer, Sherry Andes, jumps in.
We would say cost ought not to rise more than X percent a year. And we don't care how you get there. We want you all to agree to hold the line on that. Would that be an interesting approach, and what would the line be?
We'd like to see it get down to 0%. And
no more than GDP.
But Don Detweiler from Temple Isaiah in Lexington is worried about cost control measures that limit where patients can go or charge more for high-cost hospitals. He mentions his wife's loyalty to Brigham and Women's.
My wife is past childbearing age, I think I can, I hope.
That's another discussion.
She would never in a million years go to a small hospital to have a child. And I don't think personally that people should be penalized to go to an institution that they choose.
Especially, agree other members of the group, because these penalties will mainly restrict choice for low- and middle-income Massachusetts residents. Keeping the right to choose where they go for care comes up again and again. But these healthcare campaign leaders also talk about whether the state should regulate how much time a doctor spends with a patient, whether doctors should be paid based on their patient's well-being, and how patients should be held accountable for their own health.
For a long time, consumers have taken a relatively passive
role in the healthcare system. And
Valerie Zimber represents Temple Israel.
It's like begging us to become involved and advocate for ourselves because we are paying for it.
GBIO President Herman Hamilton tells these healthcare campaign leaders they must be prepared to use political muscle.
At the end of the day, if the powers that be, government, insurers, providers, can't fix this, then we have to look at what our political leverage points are, from electoral power to maybe designing a ballot initiative like we did around health care reform.
But first, Hamilton and the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization have to settle on an agenda and then take this intensive education in the arcane world of health economics and health policy to its 52 congregations. It won't be, as GBIO leaders admit, a traditional keep-it-simple grassroots campaign. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.